Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. With the election now roughly 2 weeks away, President Donald Trump traveled to the West today, Trump attacking his Democratic rival, former Vice President Joe Biden. He also dismissed the cautionary advice of his own coronavirus experts, including the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who he called a disaster.
This is all a choice between getting a safe vaccine or really a lockdown. You know, Biden wants to lock it down. He wants to listen to Dr. Fauci.
Earlier during a conference call with campaign aides today, the president said he believes he is going to win the election, although he did not have the same sense of confidence 2 weeks ago when he was diagnosed with COVID-19. Trump says it comes at a time he is trailing his Democratic rival Joe Biden in the polls. California Senator Kamala Harris is back on the campaign trail after a brief coronavirus scare. NPR's Scott Detrow has that story.
Harris took several tests after one of her aides recently contracted the coronavirus and was never positive. Still out of an abundance of caution, the Biden campaign canceled several events for the vice presidential nominee. Harris focused on early voting during a stop in Orlando.
What you will do here in Florida, in Orlando, what you will do by early voting is you will be the first to put our country back on the right track.
This weekend, Joe Biden urged North Carolina voters to turn ballots in early. The presidential nominee is expected to stay in Delaware most of this week, though, as he focuses on preparing for the second and final presidential debate scheduled for Thursday. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
Six alleged Russian intelligence officers are facing federal charges for a series of devastating cyber attacks in the U.S. and overseas. As NPR's Ryan Lucas explains, the suspects are accused of hacks targeting U.S. companies, the 2018 Winter Olympics, and the French election.
The Justice Department says all six defendants are current or former members of Russia's military intelligence agency, the GRU. They have been indicted on conspiracy, hacking, identity theft, and other federal charges. U.S. officials say the men were behind some of the most disruptive and destructive cyber attacks ever, including the NotPetya attack in 2017 that crippled companies in the U.S. and overseas. The defendants also allegedly conducted a hack and leak operation against the 2017 French presidential election and cyber attacks against Ukraine's power grid, as well as the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea. None of the six defendants are in custody. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks stumbled to start the new trading week amid mounting pessimism. There will be any further coronavirus aid coming from Washington before the election next month. The Dow was down 410 points. The Nasdaq fell 192 points. The S&P 500 dropped 56 points today. This is NPR. The coronavirus situation in Belgium has prompted authorities there to order all restaurants and bars closed beginning today. Terry Schultz reports national authorities are worried the surge is already out of control.
The infection rate in Belgium has risen precipitously, and the death rate along with it. Speaking on national broadcaster RTL, Belgium's health minister, Frank Vandenbroek, called Brussels and the French-speaking part of the country some of the most dangerous areas in Europe. He described the country's infection situation as very close to a tsunami. Vandenbroek said while no one is to blame for the spike, it's everyone's responsibility to curb it. Along with closing eating and drinking establishments for a month, alcohol may not be sold after 8 p.m., and a curfew is in place from midnight to 5 a.m. Residents may have close contact with only one other person. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
While millions of Americans have lost their jobs as a result of the coronavirus pandemic, others now say they're so fearful, stretched thin by the coronavirus, they're thinking of quitting work. A survey conducted by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, finding roughly a quarter of those surveyed say they are considering quitting their jobs. Around 7 in 10 workers surveyed citing juggling work and other stressful situations. Fears of contracting the coronavirus were a top concern of those working outside the home, though 57% of those polled said their workplaces are doing about the right amount to respond to the pandemic. Crude oil futures prices closed lower today, oil down 5 cents a barrel to $40.83 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.